Literature 3A.
The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Exercise 8.
My good friend Dr. Jekyll sent me a letter. I was worried when I read it because he sounded desperate. He asked me to go to his laboratory to collect some things. A notebook, a bottle of a chemical that looked like salt, and another bottle containing a strange red liquid. I looked inside the notebook, and it seemed to be a diary of all his experiments. Next to some of them, he'd written notes like double or total failure. I returned home and waited for the visitor that Jekyll said would come to collect the things. I began to think that Jekyll was mad. At exactly midnight, the visitor arrived. He was a small man with an evil face. He was wearing clothes that were much too big for him. I thought it might be Mr. Hyde, but I wasn't sure because I had never seen him before. He was nervous and excited, and immediately asked to see the things I had collected from Jekyll's laboratory. He asked for a glass and mixed the ingredients from the two bottles in it. The result was a purple liquid that then changed to green. Hyde then asked me if he should go away to drink the potion, or if he should stay and drink it in front of me. I was a bit annoyed at this, and I told him to drink it in front of me. I had been involved in this story for a long time, and I wanted to see the end of it. Hyde picked up the glass and quickly drank the potion. He started to shout. Then, before my eyes, the man's body started to expand and grow bigger, and his face changed. In a minute, Mr. Hyde had gone, and Dr. Jekyll was standing in his place. I was so terrified that I felt ill, and I still can't sleep at night. Some of the things that Dr. Jekyll told me afterwards are too terrible to repeat.